T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there are more. Now, I saw the story over the weekend, and we've been talking about it off-air here in the studio for the past couple of days, so we thought we'd bring it up. There are stories out there that right now customer service complaints are at some of the highest levels ever in just about every industry. And I'm talking about from having your car repaired to having a pool built, which is a story you know very well, Jamie. Just anything. You can just pick it out, and customer complaints are at an all-time high. And the reason they say is because everybody needs employees, and these specialized companies that do certain jobs are hiring people that don't know what the hell they're doing, simply because they need bodies.
And I think a prime example is a picture, and don't say where it was from, the picture that Carson shared with us of his driveway. Oh my God.
It's the worst thing ever. I mean, oil streaks up and down my driveway because of me pulling out of my driveway or whatever. Well, I took it to the mechanic, right? Had to get a standard oil change. And I've never had a problem. Never. And there's a new guy working there, and he puts a different oil filter on my car so it didn't fit my car. Well, I didn't know.
Right.
So I'm driving home, and I'm just leaking oil.
Oil everywhere. You should see his driveway. It looks like it's almost ruined.
It's
bad.
There's like 5 lines up and down my driveway.
I know, where you went backward and forward, and then it's like, oh, wait, what's going on here?
And you on Textato at 51059, you have a story too? Everybody has one. I went in and had some work done, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago. They forgot to put a bolt in. In my steering, I guess it's rack and pinion steering, and they forgot to put one of the bolts back in. So I take it to another place because it's rattling.
Right.
I take it, and he goes, dude, do you know you're missing a bolt? Now, they might have put it in, just didn't tighten it. I don't know what happened.
Right.
But still, it's in your steering.
Well, yeah, that's
it's
bad.
Gone.
Well, and that's the thing is that this whole shortage, somebody was talking about, I forgot where we were, but she was talking about how her Chipotle doesn't have the drive-thru open because they don't have enough employees. So you can, it's only like the chef or the cook and the bringing out.
So you can only go in to order food.
Because there's just, it would get too overwhelming.
Now, we're not talking about supply chain issues where you have to wait for a patio door for 8 months. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people that are in these jobs that are doing things and supposed to be specialized that don't know what they're doing because they were hired just to fill a slot as a body, but they're having to train on the job, basically.
Well, right, and that's what Carson's saying is like he got a new guy that didn't know how to put in an oil filter.
Exactly, for my car.
Because they need bodies at the shop.
Yep.
Right? And so that's... my girlfriend has just gone through this, and I posted it, and I felt bad after I posted it. So she hired this company to do some landscaping or whatever, and to put in a fountain, all this stuff. Well, I guess these two kids, they kind of don't know what they're doing. And the waterfall shoots out the back of the waterfall.
Yeah.
It doesn't shoot into the pool. It goes backward into the yard.
So it's one of two things. The kids, these kids, we're about to play you part of the story. They either don't know what they're doing, which is quite obvious if the water's shooting in the wrong direction, right?
Yeah.
Or they also are starting projects and getting so far into them that they get lost and it's like, oh, I quit. And they just don't show back up.
Well, haven't you done that? Like you thought, like, oh, I can do this. And then you get into it and then you're like, oh, I can't do this at all.
I do it all the time.
I'm wondering if that's what happened with these guys, these two guys. I watched the report, and one of the waterfalls that they built doesn't go into the water at all. It goes onto the concrete. Oh. It just hits the concrete. You were off by, what would you say, Shmadilla, like 2 feet?
Oh, at least 2 feet, yeah.
You had one job, and that was to get the waterfall to recirculate the water in the pool.
How does that happen?
And it's 2 feet off, and so there's just a random waterfall with no drain over there. It's so weird.
Again, and if you've had any work done, you take your car into service, or you could just name whatever it is. Everybody's complaining simply because, again, you're getting this crappy work.
Yeah.
So. And that the results are just absolutely terrible. All right, listen to this story. This is what Jamie's alluding to. These two kids get knee-deep into a project that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. They collect money, you don't hear from them again.
Well, what we have is a huge hole where we're supposed to have a spa and pool.
That hole may be the most expensive one in Golden.
Our entire project is supposed to be $280,000.
These people are spending $280,000 on this
pool.
And, yeah, just to get this put in.
Total.
How much have you given them so far?
We have given them $210,000 in total so far.
Now, see, that's part of the mistake right there. You don't pay that much up front, do you?
No, but I'm sure, you know, they got into it. They probably paid $10,000 down, right? And then the guys are like, dude, we don't have enough money to get the other items. Can you give us some more money to get the items?
And yeah,
like,
this is a bigger job than we thought.
Yeah, and they kept going and going.
My wife will never, ever pay another contractor up front.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. Because it's happened to us, burned a couple of times, and it's just like never again.
Josh Thompson hired Mountain Sky Landscaping LLC for the job back in March. They're a company based in Boulder that formed in 2016 by Peter Churchill, but the company apparently has been operated by his two teenage sons, Luca and Shiloh.
Hey guys, my name is Shiloh. I'm 17 years old. We're going to do $7 million in revenue this year.
Now, wait a minute. If I'm doing a $280,000 job with a pool, and a 17-year-old shows up at my front door, him and his buddy, okay? I think some flags are going to go up. I don't know if I write a check for $210,000.
I think they're older now, maybe. Maybe they're older.
Jamie, this report was just from the weekend.
Know,
what, they're 18 now?
I don't know. I think
he's 17.
I know, but that was a video that they put up, they said, last year. And now maybe they're 18, 19 now.
And there's maybe 10 to 15% of the work done.
So why are all these alleged issues popping up, let alone the incomplete work?
They're going to have to declare bankruptcy.
That's according to a text message the company...
What did that say?
They declared bankruptcy.
Sure they did.
No, they did, because my girlfriend is suing them.
So they have declared bankruptcy already?
Yeah, so...
They're going to have to declare bankruptcy.
That's according to a text message the company sent to several customers this week, stating in part that they aren't able to finish jobs because one of their employees allegedly embezzled up to $500,000, which froze their bank accounts. We reached out to the company for comment by email. We went to their place of business.
Hello, my name is Bion Wang. I'm with Denver 7 News.
And tried them by phone.
This is a recorded call. Can you explain what's going on?
Yeah, I'm not in a position to explain that.
No comment was provided Friday, and their attorney declined one.
Yeah, we're at Disney World.
Oh, my God. I mean, can these people, I feel so bad for, including my girlfriend. So I posted this news article up on our Facebook page, and there's one poor girl, and she's just like, you can see she's panicked in her typing. You know, you can read it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh no, we've given them like $60,000 and we can't find them. Is this us too? And I'm like,
probably.
Yeah. You might want to get
an attorney. If they're sending the customers that are filing bankruptcy or already have, then that person that has $60,000, it's flushed. It's gone.
And that's what I don't get. What they're saying is that because their bank accounts were frozen, right, because somebody embezzled money, that doesn't change that they did do a project that is on that report where the fountain is not going into the pool.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
but that has nothing to do with anybody embezzling. You already built that project.
Exactly. I'm dealing with a driveway right now that it's just crappy. It's just absolutely crappy. Already paid for it. Probably not much I can do about it. But nevertheless, I can't imagine $280,000 project. You've already paid $210,000. And 10% of the work's done. Basically, a hole has been dug. That's it.
Well, I know about your concrete project, your driveway, and what happened. And I wrote to Judge Judy.
You did?
Yeah. They have a standard.
I need her.
They have a standard form. Yeah. That, did you know this? And you can just fill it out. And
no.
And so I put your email. So look for it.
So you can nominate yourself.
Yeah, you can totally put what's going on.
Yeah.
You write it all down and the cost and what you've lost and all that. And then they said, we will contact you if we are interested in pursuing this.
Oh, man. And I love Judge Judy. She's loaded and she's hot. You know, this particular case here could make a TV show like that. Because you're talking about so much money here.
That could make a freaking documentary.
Yeah.
That's bad. My girlfriend just texted me. She's like, I'm glad you're talking about them. But, I mean, they've had nothing but a headache and heartache. They just wanted this whole thing. You know, it's the pandemic. It was already hard enough to get the pool done. A different company, thank God, did their pool. But these guys, those two yahoos, did their fountain, and it squirts out the back.
Which confuses me about these two guys, the two teenagers that we just played you the audio of, because they did do that project for her, even though it's crappy and it shoots out the back. They did finish it, okay? Mm-hmm. They did. So they didn't go in with the... I guess with the absolute malice that they're going to go in there and we're going to start the job, we're going to collect some checks and they'll never hear from us again,
right.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it appears that way with this other story, that maybe they went in there that way, but then again, maybe they just got in over their head. They're a couple of teenagers.
Well, yeah, they're not engineers, right? And so when they built the other guy's pool, that waterfall just kills me. The fact that they did not measure.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.